Okay. Suicidal ideation in medical undergraduates. A major loss, I should say.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and it's a pleasure to be with you. As you can imagine, mental disorder is a pandemic phenomenon. And as you all know, that again, just I'm from Indiana University School of Public Health of Bloomington, and our state has the highest suicide rate in the U.S. Sri Lanka is a country of about 20.5 million. They have had, and they do have, one of the highest suicide rate. And people don't know this. More people have died of suicide in Sri Lanka than ethnic conflicts. Ethnic conflicts makes the headlines, and it should, but also more people have died of suicide. And as we all know, as a public health professional, really mental disorder is much harder to deal with it for a variety of reasons than physical problems, physical health problems. In 1950, in Sri Lanka, the suicide rate was around 6%. And then in 1995, it increased, it rise to 6 per 100,000. And in 1995, it was increased to 47 per 100,000, and this is the highest in the world. And again, the government at around 1995, they decided to do some simple thing. One is kind of reducing or not making pesticides available to the high risk groups, and namely younger kids, adolescents, and also older people, 65 and older. They just reduced that, and that helped a great deal. They started developing some life skills intervention for people. The government had a task force to make an impact. And in addition to that, some non-governmental agency got involved. And as we speak, you know, still the suicide rate declined, obviously, from 47 to almost now 30 per 100,000. Again, average suicide rate in the United States, 12%. And one of the things that one of my former PhD students, who is from Sri Lanka, and he's on a medical faculty of a university, very interested in what's happening with medical students. And so we look at it. Anyway, we have no conflict of interest whatsoever. And so and becoming a medical student is important, a step toward becoming a member of a profession that is highly valued and even revered, especially in some of the third world or developing countries, by almost all societies, including United States. But it has been well documented that the medical school stage of this particular career path can be quite stressful. And this is actually very true worldwide. Depression and suicidal ideation pose a significant threat to health and well-being of medical undergraduates in many countries. And a feature of the social environment in which we live are important determinants of healthy lives. And crowding densities, housing have been found to be associated with the health and well-being and health-related behavior. And prevalence of depressions. Disorder is more frequent in those populations living in higher latitude areas, and at this time we don't know why, but most likely has to do with socioeconomic status. And the objective for this study, we want to the highest, obviously, Sri Lanka has, as I said, it's one of the highest suicide rates in the world, and this study was designed to elucidate how gender, income, and where they grew up are related to suicide ideation in medical undergraduate students. Our method was very complicated, very cross-sectional study, a total of 118 medical undergraduate students participated in our survey, and the response rate was 85%. And we use basically it's simply kind of a convenient sample in a sense. Participants were surveyed using a self-report anonymous questionnaires asking questions about suicidal behavior, substance use, health status, exercise behavior, and demographic characteristics. And logistic regression was used to see that association between, I'm sorry, this error here is independent variables of lifetime suicidal ideations with several dependent variables, including gender, area of residing, and level of income, basically socioeconomic side. The odds ratio of 95% confidence interval were used for calculation. And obviously, we used the human subject approval. Ethical approval was obtained from the Ethics Review Committee of the Faculty of Medicine. And this is the data that we had. Basically, there was a good kind of representative. We have female students in medical programs than male students, and that was a very good reflective of the students. The average age was 23, that in a sense that we had a good section of freshmen all the way to fifth year. And family income, very typical of that kind of undergraduate students. Great majority of them, they describe themselves from middle class family. And about 15% high, and roughly 20% of them low income. And it was very homogeneous sample when it comes to ethnicity and religion. And suicidal behavior, basically suicidal unrelated behavior, this is what we reveal, or we found out that this is about 43% of them. Severe distress lasting 2 weeks or more for the last 12 months. And suicidal ideation for the last 12 months was about 5%. And plan to commit suicide, I mean, that is significant. For the last 12 months, is almost 1%. And obviously, this is when you really plan, there is a good correlation between actually committing and delivering. And so while it's less than 1%, very significant. And suicidal ideations, again, lifetime is about 23%. And plan to commit suicide lifetime is 6.7%. And again, I argue that there while we are looking at cross-sectional data, underlying factors, as all of you as public health are aware, the socioeconomic and that really plays a significant role. I mean, obviously, there's poor access to the health care and interventions, and not affording that, and stigma that is everywhere. Factors associated with lifetime suicidal behavior, this is what we indicated, that the odd ratio was, being female, was almost three times more than for male to have that idea of having with the suicidal ideations. Again, I do not believe it's anything new in developing countries. The women are a little bit more under the stress, and socioeconomic factors play a heavier role and in a negative way for female versus male. And family income, interestingly enough, the lower and higher, there's being from middle class family, there was almost, the chance was twice as high as those lower and upper. And part of it is one of the things that we've seen internationally, when you are in a lower socioeconomic status, you're struggling all day long to get bread for your family. You don't have time to think about those things. And the higher level, obviously, you have access to better intervention. Again, this is just hypothesizing. And area of residence has to do which is again, this is nothing new, and we can see that when we do research in the Midwest or in a state, we see that where you live really makes a difference. Depends on what neighborhood you live and what area you live. And again, given that suicidal behavior seems to be a significant health issue, medical undergraduate in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka has one of the highest suicidal rate in the world, as shown in the figure. Early attention to medical health issues in undergraduate is mandatory, we believe. Women report higher level of depression and other health problems because of reduced access to material and social condition of life that foster the health problems. And again, that is material, the reference that is, again, not only financial, obviously, but also insurance and having access to healthcare. Psychological health of undergraduates in Sri Lanka is largely unknown. I mean, really, most of those fragmented studies here and there, and including this one. Again, there are really no comprehensive national representative sample to look at what's going on. A study conducted among first-year medical students in the country reported psychological distress in 61% of women, female, and 54% of male participants. Our observation that female medical undergraduates were more likely than male counterparts to have suicidal ideation is compatible with the available literature, and prevention strategies should address these gender issues. And a prevalence of depression disorder is more frequent in those populations living in higher latitude area. Again, this is more has to do with the where you live and whether you have access and certain low socioeconomic groups live in certain areas. And so I think that really has to do with that factor than anything else. And residents of distressed neighborhoods have higher level of depression than residents of less stressed neighborhood. Our analysis indicate that those undergraduates from the southern part of the country, coastal area, compared to those who were from mid-country, hill country, were more likely to report lifetime suicidal ideations, and that is, again, 3 times higher. Again, conclusion as shown in a study conducted in other countries, female in general are more susceptible than male to develop suicidal ideation. The wide variation identified between sexes and geographical area where the undergraduate were grown up in suicidal ideation suggests that different preventive strategies are needed to address the needs of these diverse groups of undergraduate and eliminate health disparity that may exist in that target population. Thank you.